Lent Week 2 Sunday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. This day, at thy creating word, first o'er the earth the light was poured. O Lord, this day upon us shine, and fill our hearts with light divine. This day the Lord for sinners slain, in might victorious, rose again. O Jesu, may we raised be from death of sin to life in thee. This day the Holy Spirit came with fiery tongues of cloven flame. O Spirit, fill our hearts this day with grace to hear and grace to pray. O day of light and life and grace, from earthly toil a resting place, the hallowed hours, best gift of love, give we again to God above. All praise to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee, whom with the Spirit we adore, for ever and for evermore. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, my soul. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. You stretch out the heavens like a tent, above the rains you build your dwelling, you make the clouds your chariot, and walk on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flashing fire your servants. You founded the earth on its base, to stand firm from age to age. You wrapped it with the ocean like a cloak. The waters stood higher than the mountains. At your threat they took to flight. At the voice of your thunder they fled. They rose over the mountains and flowed down to the place which you had appointed. You set limits they might not pass, lest they return to cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow in between the hills. They give drink to all the beasts of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. On the banks dwell the birds of heaven. From the branches they sing their song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, how great you are, clothed in majesty and glory, wrapped in light as in a robe. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart. Psalm 103 continued. From your dwelling you water the hills, earth drinks its fill of your gift. You make the grass grow for the cattle, and the plants to serve men's needs, that he may bring forth bread from the earth and wine to cheer man's heart, oil to make him glad, and bread to strengthen man's heart. The trees of the Lord drink their fill, the cedars he planted on Lebanon. There the birds build their nests. On the treetops the stork has her home. The goats find a home on the mountains.
and rabbits hide in the rocks. You made the moon to mark the months. The sun knows the time of its setting. When you spread the darkness, it is night, and all the beasts of the forest creep forth. The young lions roar for their prey and ask their food from God. At the rising of the sun, they steal away and go to rest in their dens. Man goes forth to his work, to labour till evening falls. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord brought forth bread from the earth, and wine to cheer man's heart. God saw all that he had made, and indeed it was very good. Psalm 103 concluded. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your riches. There is the sea, vast and wide, with its moving swarms past counting, living things great and small. The ships are moving there, and the monsters you made to play with. All of these look to you, to give them their food in due season. You give it, they gather it up. You open your hand, they have their fill. You hide your face, they are dismayed. You take back your spirit, they die, returning to the dust from which they came. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord last forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. The mountains send forth smoke at his touch. I will sing to the Lord all my life, make music to my God while I live. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I find my joy in the Lord. Let sinners vanish from the earth, and the wicked exist no more. Bless the Lord, my soul. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God saw all he had made, and indeed it was very good.
The voice of the Father was heard from heaven, "This is my Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 13. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, "Lest the people repent when they see war and return to Egypt." But God led the people round by the way of the wilderness towards the Red Sea. And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt, equipped for battle. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for Joseph had solemnly sworn the people of Israel, saying, "God will visit you, then you must carry my bones with you from here." And they moved on from Succoth and encamped at Etham, on the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Tell the people of Israel to turn back and encamp in front of Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, in front of Baal-Zephon. You shall encamp over against it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the people of Israel, 'They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in.' And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them, and I will get glory over Pharaoh and all his host, and the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord." And they did so. When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, the mind of Pharaoh and his servants was changed towards the people, and they said, "What is this we have done, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot, and took his army with him, and took 600 picked chariots, and all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the people of Israel, as they went forth defiantly. The Egyptians pursued them, all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamped by the sea at Pi Hahiroth, in front of Baal Zephon. Responsory from Psalm 113. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. The Lord went before them in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way. Judah became the Lord's temple, Israel became his kingdom. A reading from the sermons of Pope St. Leo the Great. The law revealed his glory in the presence of chosen witnesses, and made that form of his body which he shared with other men to shine with such splendour that his face was as bright as the sun, and his clothes became as white as snow. By changing his appearance in this way, he chiefly wished to prevent his disciples from feeling scandalized in their hearts by the cross. He did not want the disgrace of the passion, which he freely accepted, to break their faith. This is why he revealed to them the excellence of his hidden dignity. With the same foresight, the foundation of his holy church's hope was laid so that the whole body of Christ should realize the nature of the change which it must undergo, and that members might promise themselves a share in that honor which had already shone around in their head. That was what the Lord meant when he described his coming in majesty in the words, "Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." The blessed Apostle Paul bears the same witness when he wrote, "I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." And again he wrote, "For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." By that miracle, the Lord had yet another lesson to teach the apostles, to strengthen them, and to bring them to all knowledge. Moses and Elijah, that is, the law and the prophets, were seen talking with the Lord. Because those five men were there, these words were fulfilled: "On the evidence of two witnesses or of three witnesses shall a charge be sustained." What could be more firmly founded or more certain than God's word revealed in the ringing tones of both Old and New Testaments in harmony? Here, the teaching of the evangelists and the documentary evidence of ancient witnesses harmonize. The one covenant thus reinforces the other. The signs which went before had promised Jesus under the veil of mystery, but now the blaze of the present glory has shed a dazzling light upon him. This is because, as St. John says, "The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." In Jesus have been fulfilled the promise of the prophetic images and the purposes of the regulations of the law. By his presence he demonstrates the truth of the prophecies, and by his grace makes possible the acts God has commanded us. The preaching of the Holy Gospel must establish the faith of all. None must be ashamed of the cross of Christ by which he redeemed the world. None must fear to suffer for righteousness' sake. None must doubt that God will fulfill his promises. For through toil comes rest, and through death comes life. Jesus has taken upon his own shoulders all the weakness of our humility. If we are steadfast in our acknowledgement and love of him, in him we win the victory he won. and receive the reward that he has promised. To help us do what he asks and endure our trials in patience, we must have always ringing in our ears these words of the Father, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." A responsory from Hebrews 12. You have come to Jesus, the mediator who brings a new covenant. Make sure that you never refuse to listen when he speaks. The people who refused to listen to him on earth could not escape their punishment. Then how shall we escape if we turn away from his voice that warns us from heaven? Oh, that today you would listen to his voice, harden not your hearts. The people who refused to listen to him on earth could not escape their punishment. Then how shall we escape if we turn away from his voice that warns us from heaven? Let us pray. God our Father, you bid us listen to your Son, the well-beloved. Nourish our hearts on your word. Purify the eyes of our mind, and fill us with joy at the vision of your glory.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.